This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Mace Thornton, Vice President of Communications and Marketing Strategy with the United Soybean Board, is joining us. And a lot of exciting news, Mace, concerning the U.S. soy industry, including new use successes and new soy-based products that have been shared recently.
First of all, I want to thank our checkoff partners at the Kansas Soybean Commission for helping get the word out about soy. Soybeans are found far beyond the farm gate these days. The fact remains that when you break down soybeans, about 80% is meal, 20% is oil. 90% of that meal goes into animal feed and about 3% goes into human food. On the oil side, about 68% goes into food, about 7% goes into industrial uses, and about 25% goes into biodiesel and bioheat. As a result of a lot of the strategic investments made through the soy checkoff, there are about 1,000 different soy-based products available on the market today.
And another part of this is the work that USB and the soy industry has done looking at sustainable U.S. soy.
We are in the middle of a pilot program to introduce a trademark, sustainable U.S. soy, and we are working with a couple of companies from now through the end of March, Soylent and DuPont Nutrition and Biosciences, which is now officially called IFF. Those companies are going to be using the soy mark really to recognize that soy ingredients that originated from a system of continuous improvement at the farm level. So the goal of this innovation is to improve sustainability, to work through our supply chains from farm to fork. And really, it's based on a lot of research that our affiliates did that show that simply by having this trademark on their packaging, it really can motivate purchases.
And the recent U.S. dietary guidelines had much more inclusion for soy into the diet.
That is a huge happening across the dietary field. The USDA dietary guidelines really highlights the inclusion of soy products across all of its dietary patterns for healthy eating. The guidelines really define six core elements that make up a healthy diet: vegetables, fruits, grains, dairy, protein foods, and oils. And soy-based products are included in the four of the six core elements. So really, having soybeans and soy-rich products included in such an influential document really is a significant step forward for us.
That is Mace Thornton with the United Soybean Board. He's been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.